Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge, and cheers to 2022 and the resolutions that you can actually keep. How about having clean and shiny balls all year round? Sounds good to me, huh? And our sponsors at Manscaped are here to save your balls this year and make the ball drop in 2022 the cleanest and sexiest ever. Set your first New Year's resolution with good intentions and join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and insert promo code Bubba for 20% off and free shipping. You know, a grooming routine isn't complete without applying Crop Preserver and Crop Reliever before showing off your brand new 2022 self. These unique formulations take care of the smelliest part of your body and are a big boost to your confidence into the new year. To complete your set, Manscaped threw in the new Shed Travel Bag and the anti-chafing boxer briefs, all as free gifts to keep all your goodies stored comfortably. Get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba.
After show, Uncensored Willie, available only on three platforms, BubbaArmyRadio.com, our Facebook page, or our YouTube page, both at the Bubba Army. I'm assuming we're live. We have to wait.
We are.
Oh, great. Thanks, Blitz. Let me see here. I'm going to see if I can pull us up on the live right here on the Facebook, which is my forum of choice. Lummy, you're double.
I'm DP on this one. We're at 182 in the YouTube currently.
I got to tell you, man, our Facebook is exploding.
Woo!
Absolutely. I don't know if I figured out some kind of algorithm or what, but I got our Facebook dialed in. I'm repurposing. So Jackson does, you know, videos, show videos, and we put them up first kind of on YouTube, and then I trickle them over to Facebook. And then when we do the Uncensored show, we go live on both. And we're just really catching a good vibe right now. I don't know if that makes any sense or not.
Well, we actually use our Facebook now. And also, I know, like, when you and Lummy go live on your own, you guys are always on Facebook.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm going to start doing some YouTube stuff as well. I want them to go hand in hand.
I know the reason why, like, Lummy stopped doing the YouTube thing is because it, like, stopped working on his phone.
Right.
And then I think I've fixed it since then, but.
I think you did. I really do.
We had a problem for a while going live.
Most of the videos that I put up on Facebook have been on YouTube already.
Correct.
It's just Facebook, for some reason, blows them up more than YouTube. Facebook seems to be blowing us up more right now than YouTube does.
Yeah.
We said there's, what, 114,000 followers?
Yeah, we're gaining 1,000 followers a day. I'm not kidding you.
That's so impressive.
Like, honest to God. Go ahead and look at the number right now. Go look at our Facebook followers right now, Lummy, and write it down. Write it out.
Yeah, write this down, Lummy.
Yes.
It's going to be 14. I mean, I don't know. Do you have I can tell you what it is. If you don't know what it is, I can tell you what it is.
114. That's what it says on the main page.
All right, I'll tell you from the creator studio exactly how many we got, okay?
Yes, sir.
From the creator Willie here. Hold on. Stand by. You know, I got a little back end. You know what I'm saying, Lummy? I got like the, you know, the admin.
You got the inside Iggy.
Back that ass up.
Okay, here, ready?
Yep.
114,677. So tomorrow when we open the show up, Or well, no, I'm sorry, because I won't be here. Anna will be here during the rails. What? Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, tomorrow's rails.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Tomorrow's on the rails or off the rails.
It's off, yeah.
You said tomorrow we open the show, but you said you won't be here. I was like, wait, what?
I just remember that number. Let me, before I close the show tomorrow and say goodbye, I'm going to say, well, hey, Lemmy, what's our, I'll tell you what our Facebook number is. I guarantee you we would have gained anywhere between 500 and 1,000 in just new followers in just a day.
Woo.
Just because they just got us so, they got us, we're popping. We're like on a watch deal. We're on an algorithm deal. We're putting the right hashtags in there. We got a Hulk Hogan, the Hulk Hogan names his top five wrestlers. A video that I put up 3 days ago has almost 200,000 views.
Daniel Rose, 999, the bitch ain't one.
The other video, Bubba kicks this local band out of the green room, went viral a week ago, and we got, I think, 2 million views.
Whew. That's insane.
2 million views. Blitz, that's like a Cletus McFarlane kind of deal.
It's getting there.
So we're blowed the fuck up on Facebook. And I'm going to keep, you know, blowing. I'm going to keep metaphorically blowing Facebook.
Keep blowing.
Big buck with 1,000 stars.
And so everybody that follows us and gives us the stars, man, continue to. And by the way, across all platforms, Blitz, I think on TikTok, on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram, we always put hashtag the Bubba Army. No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're just saying, you know, Bubba's Uncensored Show, hash everything should be hashtag the Bubba Army. And all of you people on comments and things, always put hashtag the Bubba Army.
Dr. Dan's Blue.
Eventually that'll start
stars.
Blowing the fuck up too.
Yep.
If you just put it everywhere. If we put it everywhere and the Bubba Army puts it everywhere, hashtag the Bubba Army, then fucking hashtag the Bubba Army becomes a thing. And then you get, then you start playing the algorithm game. You start sucking that D. You know, what algorithms and where to, you know, on groups and on Reddit posts. And it just is a fucking unbelievable vortex. Once you kind of pop that little blackhead and get that little.
Oh, it feels so good.
That, yeah, you just, I feel like we've.
At that right angle and you just go.
We pop the blackhead. We got it out when we're feeling fucking good right now.
Clean.
Woo. Now. Brent's going to be calling here in a few minutes.
Can't wait.
Big I have buck, 2,500 stars. Star party complete.
Did the rocket? Did the homosexual rocket shoot off?
Star party complete.
Twinkle, 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 twinkle.
Twinkle, motherfucking twinkle, little star.
Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle.
Star party complete.
Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle. Twinkle, twinkle. Hoss 990-499-1999 and a bitch ain't one. Let's go, Brandon.
Wow. Brent has sent me three pictures.
Oh, God. Whoa.
I like pictures.
Can you forward them to us?
Johnson.
Can you forward them to all of us, please?
Please, God, now.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to be on our OnlyFans anyway. So.
One is a 69.
Yes.
One is a 69 with Brandon laying on the bed and Caitlin on top 69 and
fuck yes
and
Brandon.
Then the other one is Brent's from the side and she's
what?
No, Mike, Brent's he's participating.
No, Brent's the camera angles from the side
from
of
the
bed.
Side.
Brandon's laying in the bed and she's blowing him in between. She's blowing him.
Forward into this immediately.
I don't know that I can.
They're going to be on our OnlyFans on video.
But I don't want, you know, these stills floating around.
I don't want to reach out, Blitz.
Blitz, can't you know that I'm trying to be a little bit responsible here?
Yeah, Blitz. That's
there's going to be video of them fucking live the water, for everyone to see.
Can I see it on first. Your phone right now, then?
Yes, come up here.
He's
if
that's,
if
out,
anybody wants
Blitz.
To see it.
Oh, I'm coming in there, then. I need
if
to see
any,
this
if
dick.
If anybody wants to see it. You can see it. I'll show you.
Did there's, you just say you want to see his dick?
All right, there's one picture, and then there's another picture. So even Anna, who doesn't do
that
this?
Again.
No, I don't want you to see that.
Chris P's here.
Just, I want to see that dick.
No.
But go back one more. The one you already showed me.
No. Oh, this one?
Yeah.
Okay. But there's another one that I'm not going to show.
No.
So there's the 69, and then there's that one, and then there's another one.
Go, hold on. Go over the other one, though. Zoom in.
Oh.
Oh, you really can't see that dick.
Yeah. Blitz really wants to see that dick.
Hold on. How many?
There's one other, but I can just, I'm just not going to. There's one other, Blitz, but you're just so mean that I just can't.
I'm not mean.
I can barely see that dick.
Oh, do you want to go see him?
I don't think Brandon's very well hung. So,
but says who cares? He's getting that dick wet.
Brent is supposed to be calling.
Bubba, I don't give a shit if it's a one incher, man. He's getting that fucking dick wet. That's all that counts, man. I'm all about it.
Blitz, trust me.
I don't give a fuck, man.
Blitz,
I got you, but I don't care.
No, you don't. You don't. Just stop it.
I don't care.
Dick's 10 inches.
I don't give a fuck. I'm so happy for him.
Woohoo! Go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, we all have our Let's Go Brandon shirts on. We'll have our Let's Go Brandon celebration tonight.
That is so cool.
At Tate's Pizza.
I'm so excited for
you will verify, Anna, from the photos that you saw.
It went down.
No, it's happening.
It's going down.
There's a head job followed by a 69 Willie.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be at Tate's Pizza tonight celebrating the champ. There's been one party so far. Brent said there's been one party.
Hell yeah.
But, you guys can,
I don't give a fuck about anything. I'm so happy for Brandon. Me and Lummy sat with him all day long for a full day last year, just waiting. And we knew how
just
it's like
trying this, to get him pussy.
This means so much to him.
Oh, he,
I'm so excited for him.
I am too.
Yeah, I'm sure he is too.
I think this footage will be on our. Is my beard look too gray?
No, not at all. You look good. You're
dialed in too.
I was thinking about getting a haircut today, before that. But I think I need to get a haircut. Don't you think?
I don't know. You're dialed
in.
Can
you move the mic so I can get a?
I think you're perfect for that 2-3 day window.
I'm not going to see you for another fucking minute.
Anna has to see because this is like. This is how my hair
works. Yeah, I need to have it cut.
I
some
can't
good numbers
see it
to start off on YouTube, too.
It's a delay.
I full screen it, too, so you'll see it in a second.
All right.
640. Woo. 325 on Facebook. Woo.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you could take a little off the top.
Yeah.
So I went to the barber yesterday, and I told him, he said, that's what's called a slight dusting, is what he said.
Yeah. I think I'm starting to get a little bit on the reef. I think my black tips are starting. I mean, I think I'm starting to get a little on the reef.
It looks great now, but you could go probably. I like it when you kind of part it to the side. You know what I mean?
Oh, you like the kind of the Poindexter
side
deal?
Yeah.
Not the slick back, Willie.
Not slick back. I like it to the side. I think that's when it looks the best. When there's like a part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I got a little
off center part.
Kind of like a little stockbroker side tip deal.
That's what I like.
That's what I'm wearing for you tomorrow, baby girl.
Iggy McGillicuddy, $10.62. Congratulations.
$10.62.
Ashley
Thank you,
Parker,
Iggy.
1,000 stars. Let's go, Brandon.
Now that we're on the after show, by the way, 315 on Facebook, which
672,
is a ton.
And Michael Bourne, 999, a bitch ain't one on YouTube.
I mean, I know people think I'm fucking stupid, but you know what? All of my visions on our distribution have all worked. I mean,
coming into fruition.
Remember, Blitz? I'm like, Blitz, 3 months ago, I'm like, Blitz, I really fucking need to really concentrate on podcasts, and I think we can do something there. Bam, blew up, right?
Yep.
Then I'm like, Blitz, man, I really think we need to kind of maybe separate the after shows, do like a fucking double platform, leave Twitch the way it is with a $1.99 kicker, but then let's transition some stuff over there. I think we see some big numbers. Bam. Fuck. Blowed up.
Well, I know you have good visions because, as long as legally we can do it, you know, like as long as it's not against the rules, I always say, even if I don't agree with you, I always say, let's try it because I know what you normally say works out. So I'm always for that.
Yeah.
G-Dog, $10, kiss
him. The only time I'm against it is if, you know, like, we'll get in trouble.
Right. I got all these fucking thoughts and swirl. You guys, I think 2022 is we're going to fucking explode. We're all going to make a little bit more money.
Can't wait.
I really do, man.
I told you that at the beginning of the year.
On ways, like, outside of Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, Twitch is our main, you know, revenue source. That's our baby.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we can maintain our baby and continue to grow our baby, but have a few more kids.
Right.
What I'm like, fuck it, we're white trash. If you get one government check for one kid, let's have three fucking kids.
And
throw in some fucking food stamps too, buddy. Woo!
Hell yeah.
Twinkle, twinkle, Cal Jones.
Anyway, Facebook has been on fire lately. I've been putting new videos up and doing live stuff on there. And we've just, I mean, Blitz, we did, I was looking at it, I think we did 4 million minutes of views last week.
Awesome.
Wow.
4 million minutes or some bullshit. Like, it is unfucking believable. It's unfucking believable. This game. I'm playing this fucking game and I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. So, Anna, what are you wearing? Like, okay, so
I don't want to say tonight.
Tonight, I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm going to be probably like in a pair of maybe camo long pants,
mm-hmm.
which are like sweatpants, were my favorite.
Mm-hmm. And orthopedic slides.
And my Let's Go Brandon shirt.
Okay.
You know, is it going to get a little bit cool tonight?
Yeah.
Let me see.
It's not going to be like cold, but it'll be nice.
Let me see here. It'll give you the hour. So but it's supposed to be about 63.
Yeah, that'll be
what
nice.
What is it? 6 p.m.
At 6 p.m.
Yeah,
at 63.
That's right.
So
see.
That's probably like a sweatshirt kind of deal. Yeah. Maybe, because we're gonna be outside.
Yeah.
Eight is 59.
And I'll have like a sweatshirt over my Let's Go Brandon shirt. If I get too hot, I can take it off and I have my Let's Go Brandon shirt.
There you go.
So that's what I'm wearing for tonight. Tomorrow night, I don't know what I'm gonna wear. Something comfortable. Probably shorts.
Yeah.
Tennis shoes. And like a regular t-shirt of some kind.
That's what I'm wearing tonight and tomorrow night.
Yeah. And then, you know, Saturday night, of course, I'll be in my astronaut suit.
Oh, that's right.
Which is owned by Buck. And yep. I will take it off on stage and hand it to him.
He'll be there tonight.
I don't know, Blitz, if I'm going to wear the pants.
Oh.
I was going to ask if you're going to wear the full suit.
I might just wear
that with
shorts.
Or
my long camo pants. Or do I got to wear the...
I think it'd be funnier with shorts, actually.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
So I'll at least have the astronaut upper on. I don't know if I'm going to have the astronaut lowers on, just because I'm going to have to wear a belt then. And I hate wearing
fucking... Are you going to wear the TV glasses?
Oh, should I wear
What about the gator shoes?
Oh.
You said you would, but...
These are my new, you know, I'm a superstar sunglasses. Should I wear those?
Because
I don't know where the old
minute.
TV glasses are.
Look to the side. Those are kind of, I mean, they're kind of job.
Ouch.
They're $2 plastic glasses.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
they're supposed to be job.
We haven't seen them yet.
They look like it as well.
But what about the shoes, Bubba?
What?
What about the shoes?
Oh, yeah, those are too gaudy.
I think
they look kind of, it's kind of funny.
Kind of looks like a Bubba Milanakis.
Right. I mean, it's funny, but like they look cheap.
Yeah.
You were in the...
Well, I'm not trying to pull off an expensive look. I'm trying to pull off like a gaudy over the top.
I know, but I mean, to wear it at bar though, might be funny to pull off.
Well, he kind of did say he was putting the earring back in, the gold watch, and then he was going to wear the gator shoes.
Oh, you're going to wear the Careless Whispers.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to have to see if my holes are still open.
Oh yeah,
on my earrings.
I have to repoke them.
But don't you? Oh, technically, they never really close. You can always punch. Like they get like a little membrane about them, but you can always still kind of punch through it.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I've never had pierced ears.
You've never? Is it against? Is it an anti-Jewish?
No,
thing?
No, it's not a Jew thing. It's just it's a me thing. I have zero piercings, zero tattoos.
You know why?
Why?
Because you're afraid of any little pain at all. And when you get your ears pierced, it kind of hurts a little bit. It's like, oh, fuck. But then it's over.
Ew, fuck.
You would never get a tattoo either, would you?
No, but that's not so much because of pain. It is partially, but it's like, I'm very indecisive. So.
I might get another tattoo.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Have you been thinking about it?
No.
What?
He just decided right now he may get another one.
Yeah, but as you get older, man, tattoos become a little more pathetic the older you get.
So what are you thinking about getting?
Nothing. I should have never said nothing.
A big tattoo with like calligraphy on it says "Daddy"
in old English.
Like, right, across
my back,
your belly.
You know that back pic that I sent you, Anna?
Yeah.
But just gonna top. Say the real little the, and then "Daddy."
Yep.
The Daddy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Or big.
Big Daddy.
Big. Yeah. It just got big. I kind of sideways a little bit, and then "Daddy" right across my big ass
and
back.
Be hot.
Mm-hmm.
You think of if I would have shared my back pic socially, people
would
have put it
line
over.
Line 6 is ringing. Is that Brent?
Might be. Hold on. Hatley, is this you?
It's me.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're so excited.
I got so many questions, but I figured I'd just throw it over.
Oh, what's Brandon saying?
Hold on, what's Brandon saying? Is he coming?
No, he's not. He's not coming. So what Caitlin's doing, she's working him in a lot of different positions, so right. He gets to have a good, long, fun experience.
Hell yeah.
So she's really like, she's kind of working as an on-site edger right now.
Yeah, she's an on-site edger. She knows how to switch positions and switch things up.
Hatley, we come up with so much bullshit terms. That's right, Bubba. She's an on-site edger.
Yeah, that's right, on-site edger.
not real descriptive terms, but what are you watching right now? But this very minute, Brent.
Okay, so they just took a break.
Snack break.
How descriptive can I be?
Well, I think you can be pretty descriptive.
You can cuss, just don't get like, you know.
Can I say she was giving him a blizz jizz?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. She was giving him a blizz jizz.
Right.
She did a sizzixy nizzine.
Right.
And, I mean, you can even say the words, Brent, if you want to.
I kind of like the carny. I mean, okay. kind of insulates us, and especially when Facebook is trying to transcribe it. It's funny to watch him fucking transcribe it.
Hold on.
I'm looking at Facebook right now, and it says "sizz dizz."
Yeah, she says this. She got on top and did kiz al gizzeral, and then reverse kiz al gizzeral. Reverse kiz al gizzeral.
I mean, we've gone that much piz in a trinization, really?
Yeah. She's like letting him really get the full experience.
You know, I gotta tell you, Hatley. I mean, your wife is a fucking absolute healthcare hero. I mean, come on.
Yeah, saint. Seriously,
she's fucking awesome. And she thinks Brandon deserves to get laid just like everybody else.
Not only that, but I mean, I got news for everybody. Everybody's going to be the third and fourth most popular people at the bar party. Caitlin Hatley will be the most over person at the fucking party by far.
I got Bubba Army guys tweeting at me that she needs to be in the Bubba Army Hall of Fame for this.
You know what? I absolutely agree. She will be. She. You know what? We will get her picture and get it. But we absolutely.
Because Brandon's really cool. And I got to tell you this, Brandon's mom's kind of cute.
Hatley, if you had any game, buddy, you'd be swinging the night away right now, buddy.
Well, she's got. Well, I mean, it looks like she's got rings on.
Yeah, she's married.
But how many states away are we from Iowa, buddy? Please.
I know, but I'm ethically non-monogamous. I don't do anything without.
Yeah, but what if she said my husband doesn't care, Brent?
If the husband gave permission, oh, absolutely. She's hot.
I said that a couple years when I saw. I'm like, Brandon's mom's a fucking MILF.
Yeah,
she is. Brandon's mom looks good,
and she has to lug that fucking guy around, so she knows she's got some mess muscles on
her. What's up, Brandon?
And then does Bubba know Country Girl?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So she's helping. She's helping us shoot.
Oh, that's Brent. That even makes us a hotter deal. I got Country Girl in the mix.
She's in the room shooting.
Hold on, Hatley. Hold on. I know what you're getting at, you little producer. You're getting ready to do some girl on girl content, aren't you, kid? I know Hatley's nervous laugh, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm just fucking busting him.
Yeah. You know what? Because I had actually mentioned that to two of them. I was like, you two should maybe shoot together.
While we're here together, why don't you do a lappy-lappy smurf on the deal, right?
I was like, you know what? When we go to the party Saturday night, maybe you two sneak into the green room.
And Country Girl has a hotel room. Why waste a real good hotel room and not get the content?
Right, exactly.
get her and Caitlin in a lappy-lappy smurf deal, man. That's oh, my God.
Yeah, absolutely.
With a dual distribution, because they both want the content, so it'll be like, they can like share it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was telling Country Girl, she looks good on Instagram, but in person, she is really beautiful.
Oh, and she's got those fucking jugs to take right around the farm, too, buddy. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, she really does, and the tattoos, and she's exotic. She looks hot, too.
Caitlin could almost sword fight with it, have a jug sword fight almost.
Yeah, they could have a jug sword fight with the Bizu Bizzies.
Yeah, fucking look at Brent. Brent, they're loving it. You're putting good thoughts in their heads right now, buddy.
Hey, oh yeah,
Brent knows what he's doing.
I'm happy for Brandon.
I'm watching Facebook and it says jug. It actually transcribed jug sword fight. So Hatley, go out there and get a after Brandon, have him shower up and get a girl on girl high spot, buddy. Come on.
Yeah, I know. Caitlin just said that she wants to do it like, and she was like, "Where's Bubba's office? I want to lick her in Bubba's office."
Well, I don't have an office.
He doesn't
anymore,
have one.
But fuck.
I mean, he doesn't have one anymore, huh?
No, nope. But I mean, we can find places, yeah, please.
Yeah. We'll see. Caitlin's like, I want to shoot some stuff at Bubba's studio. Maybe have a shower scene.
Yeah, well, yeah. We could close the studio off like on Sunday, and they could do like a, you know, a special private session or something.
A shower scene like that would be awesome.
We don't have one of those either.
Well, we put all the band equipment in the shower, Hallie, so we have to get that out.
My God!
But they could do a lappy lappy 69 Willie on the stage or something like that.
Oh yeah, and there's good light. You still got the lighting up there.
Oh
there,
yeah, anyway. I know, Hallie. You're somewhere. All about the light. Hallie, you turned into a cameraman real fast when you start shooting content. So anyway, listen.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I think Caitlin's going to be there at least another hour to spend with him. And
absolutely.
Can you officially announce though, Brent, that Brandon the Quad is no longer a virgin?
Brandon the Quad is officially no longer a virgin at all by a long shot. Like
Hatley throws in by a long shot.
By a long shot, like he He's gotten hooked up.
So he's had.
Oh, that's so exciting.
So listen to my carny here, real close.
Okay,
all right, everybody.
All right.
Listen, real close. I'm getting ready to give you an insight.
You're gonna give me the office.
I'm gonna give you the office at the end. Caitlin said that he can kiz in her miz and she'll swizz.
Oh my god! For the high spizz.
Yeah,
for the high spot, the kids in the Miz with the Swizz.
Fucking awesome.
Oh, Hatley.
Yes.
Hatley, I knew you were a fucking big-time producer, buddy. Look at you get that shit done.
Yeah, I mean, Brandon's a good guy. Like, I've been talking to him for over a decade, and the dude's a cool fucking dude.
No, he is, yeah.
Like, yeah.
He deserves to be rocked.
Well, maybe, Hatley, just maybe, we could make this like an annual thing, you know what I'm saying?
100%.
Yeah, ask the boss right now, the boss lady, if we can make this.
Hey, Caitlin, Bubba asked, like, annually, can you hook Brandon up?
Yeah, I was just telling him that.
She was just telling him
that. Of course she was.
Where did this boss bitch come from? How did you meet
we
such a cool...
We don't deserve you!
Bitch, Hatley, I know your game ain't that strong, bitch. What's going on?
We don't deserve you!
I got game, man.
You got her bamboozled, Hatley. Say it.
I got game. You got to come with me to one of these events. I'm a black girl back.
I am not going. I am not
come
going.
Come on, Bubba. Hold on. Did you hear what he said, Bubba?
He said, "I'm a black girl magnet."
There you go.
Hatley, say it again.
I'm a black girl magnet of those things, man. That's my deal.
I'm going to use that ISO all the time now, man. I'm a black girl magnet. You know, I use the stop, you're under a citizen's arrest for grand theft auto, big boy.
I love that.
All right, well, listen. Keep the party going, Hatley. Get the kids in the Miz with the Swizz.
Oh, yeah.
And then if you're really, really Hatley Corsese, you'll get both of them taking a shower back at Country Girl's room with a Lappy Lappy Smith. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm definitely working that is angle for sure.
All right, listen. Hatley, text me privately, and I'll see you when? Saturday night?
Saturday night, yeah. We'll be there Saturday night. Caitlin's going to be looking all sexy. And we look forward to seeing all the Bubba Army, everybody there.
And tell Caitlin that we are going to have to get her file of her picture because we are going to put her in the Hall of Fame.
She's going to get the file of the picture. Bubba said officially you're going to go in the Hall of Fame.
Officially.
It's official.
She'll be inducted Saturday night with the rest of them.
You'll be inducted Saturday night. Bubba said.
I'm a supermark, so that's fucking awesome.
But Caitlin says she's a Bubba supermark, so that's awesome.
Hatley, we love you.
Hey, love you guys too. And Brandon's got another hour of having some fun.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes.
Thank you, Brent.
Thank you, Brent.
Thank you.
Thank you, Caitlin.
Wow.
That is so good. Oh,
hold on now.
I'm jealous of Brandon,
but,
man.
But
look
hold
at
on.
All he got all these positions.
But hold
and stuff,
on now.
Man.
Not only to get his positions, but Country Girl got her ass down there.
Fuck?
and she's in on the mix somehow.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm a virgin. I've never got any pussy. And the first time I did, another girl joined the deal. So I mean, there's some men that have gone on and lost their virginity but never had a threesome with two girls. Am I right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about, he goes back to Iowa and he goes, not only did I lose my virginity, but I also had another porn star. I fucked two porn stars.
He's going to be bragging to Boston. He's like, I got fucked. Did you? Nope.
No, not only did I get fucked, but I had a threesome.
I know.
For fucking, he's been waiting for 3 years and hasn't got
Lummy,
a
have
shit.
You? I mean, Lummy, you're an experienced cocksman, but I'd bet you've never had a threesome, have you?
No, I have not.
Blitz? Never mind.
Yeah, you know better.
Well, you're right. I've seen it.
Oh, God. Wait, what?
Oh, no.
I've seen him in a hot tub with two chicks before at my
place.
That's
not a threesome.
What do you mean, two chicks and him?
Well,
it's not.
In a hot tub, like, with shit going down?
Hanging out drinking martinis.
Well, I don't know.
They were fucking.
Yeah, I saw.
Blitz was face fucking the one, and she was licking his asshole on the backside.
Lummy.
She licked your butthole?
Warren, calm down.
That's not what I saw.
Warren just came out.
I thought it was Warren. I thought it happened in a trailer.
I got Chris P and Warren G here that have these fucking sexual outbursts. No, it was at my big house.
No, we've talked about it before.
And
I know.
He had this one girl from Orlando and her friend, and they were in the hot tub, and I know that he fought. I don't know anything else other than that I saw him in the hot tub together, and then they went back to his room and did whatever.
But well, did someone lick your butthole, Blitz?
He's had his butthole licked before. We've all had.
Whoa.
Yeah, I do it myself.
Yeah, he is flexible.
He's flexible.
You're not that flexible.
No, he really is.
No, because if I was, I'd still be at home right now.
I know. I would never come home. I'd just be licking my ass all day. My ass needs licked, too. It's so inflamed.
Oh, my God.
This is
so bad right
you
now.
You need a health care hero?
No. What have we gotten ourselves into here?
Brandon got laid. Woo!
That's
super
so awesome.
Steamy event over there.
He's had freaking.
And I've been told that it was cowgirl, reverse cowgirl.
Mm-hmm.
So she's been on top on two different situations. He's got pictures to show oral in 69.
More positions that I've been in. The fuck?
Brandon has hit more positions than all of us in the last week.
No shit.
That's a fact.
Oh, man. You know what? Now, and then Brandon, you heard Caitlin lock it in. It's going to be a yearly deal.
Oh, my God.
Like, we'll get him fucked every year.
Oh.
It might turn into a thing, Blitz, where now we got girls that want to fuck him.
He lives here now. He's moved to Tampa.
Why did Caitlin get a fuck him? I want to fuck him.
He's going to start his own OnlyFans and be a
millionaire.
This new
game called Who Wants to Fuck
a
Brandon.
Dude, we need to start his OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And then we own it.
That's what I'm saying.
Hmm.
You know,
he's not listening right now.
Help him out.
Mm. Well, no, hold on. Let's just put his shit on my OnlyFans. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about it's a niche kind of deal.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's niche.
He could be like fucking four different chicks every week and we could all be millionaires.
Oh, well, figure it out, buddy.
Okay.
It's a good idea.
I just want to start with putting the footage that Hatley sends me on my OnlyFans.
Right.
So I can be a motherfucking millionaire.
Let's see where that takes off.
Man, I may retire. Facebook keeps going as good as it's going, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube's at 889 today. Woo.
Facebook's almost at 400. And the Facebook back end is just off the chain. Blitz, honest to God, I know we got three videos that are viral right now. For real. Like, we got three videos, one over 2 million views. The Joe Rogan, I think, is over 100,000. And the Hulk Hogan names his five Mount Rushmore wrestlers is approaching 200,000. So that's kind of viral. We got three videos that have gone viral, and if the kind of money that I'm seeing that they're generating for in-stream ads, I could see where we could just quit regular radio. maybe not. But you see guys like Cletus McFarlane and some of these guys who got huge numbers.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We just got a little taste of a little bit of just...
No, I know.
Like, we got just a couple little salt granules on our tongue.
Mm-hmm.
But there's people that, have big numbers.
I know.
50, 60 million subscribers. Can you imagine the kind of money...
We could be the new Beast.
What's that?
The dude that just like he makes so much money on YouTube. He hands out. He like walks through the city and just hands out thousands to people just randomly. And like those.
It's
videos.
Not a work. What? It's not a work. It's a shoot.
No, it's a shoot.
No, it's
What's
a shoot.
Name?
The Beast.
The Beast.
Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast. I think he's the biggest thing ever.
Like David Dobrik, bigger than him?
No, yeah, he's the Beast. I think is like
I think is like one of the top, if not the top, YouTube guy
in the world.
88 million subscribers.
88 million subscribers. Yeah.
How have I never heard of him?
Hide and seek. Because
he has them on Joe Rogan.
Oh, that's a good point, Blitz.
Oh, that's probably why.
That's right, because he's not on Joe Rogan.
Chasing Daylight 999
or, stand-up comedian.
Yeah,
or a conspiracy theory.
He hasn't been on Timothy J. Dillon.
That's right.
Yeah, they're not cool if they're not on there.
Not been on Bill Burr.
I don't really listen to too
much
Bill Burr.
100,000 people got to find $1 million.
See?
Holy crap.
I do know there's a
Pokemon. He gives, like, his big thing is just giving away money, and it's a shoot, and he gives away a lot of money.
So he'll walk up to some dude and say, here's $5,000.
Yep, he just like, or have like stacks of hundreds, just start handing, just randomly just hand, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100.
Man, if I get, hey, hi, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. If I ever get that rich, because you guys blow me up, I'll do the same.
Yeah.
I mean,
he uses it to make content.
I barely take a paycheck now, and I'm happy as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making the least, I'm finally not losing money, and I'm making the least amount that I've ever made, and I'm happier, I'm honest to God, happier than I've ever been.
I can tell that, like, it's weird because these past 2 weeks have been real stressful to you, but, like, you've been in a great mood.
I'm getting through it, man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to go and just fucking own Tate's tonight. I'm going to be on my game. I'm going to be in such a great mood. I'm going to pay the bill at the end of the night. I'm going to be fucking great. Be nice. Tomorrow night, Bubba 199, I'm going to be fucking straight money. It'll be nice. I'm going to like being there. Saturday night, no complaints from me, buddy. Johnny Host.
Yep. Woo! Irish goodbye, 11:30, peace out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I will have made my rounds to everybody. If you need a picture, you want to just come up and ask us. It's your party.
Yeah.
Everybody that's here, it's your party. You take all the pictures. You ask for anything that you want. Well, I mean, let's not.
Within reason.
Yeah,
I'm not
going
to do like what I used to do for Hogan and stuff. So please, don't ask that.
Wow. I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Brother.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Just think, you know, don't think that that's ever, you know, whatever.
I don't flick, bitch.
I don't flick, but I do flick. I flick a lot.
Beans.
What?
Like to flick the bean.
Oh.
Hi, Taurus.
Anna, do you still have your little heater on?
Oh.
I sure do. Keep my feet warm.
Will you please make sure you turn it off, though?
Of course.
Because, you know, that would get...
That's dangerous. I'll even unplug it, actually.
No, don't unplug.
You sure?
Because to unplug, you have to go around the camera and you knock the fucking camera down. There's a little red switch. You just turn it
I
on.
Yep, I see it.
You just turn it off.
Turn it off.
But I think that, I don't think that that's hot enough to really affect us because my thermostat's up here. And if you had a really big, like a regular space heater, it would affect us. Mm-hmm. But I think it's just...
It's the perfect size.
It's perfect. Just to keep your little
toesies warm. Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, there was no blanket today, right?
No blanket.
No blanket needed.
No blanket needed. I didn't even have a jacket on today.
I started to scratch on this, and I'm going to make sure that I want everybody to be clear that everybody who works for me that's going to be at, it's required that you be at Tate's tonight, and don't catch me you being late.
Big Buck with 1,000 stars.
Take in consideration potential parking issues.
Kel Jones with 1,000 stars.
Take in consideration that West Shore is closed for some type of...
It's closed?
No, they do one lane at a time. Have you guys gone down there at all?
Not lately, no.
All right, during the day, from like 8...
Oh, they're doing construction or
something.
8
to 6, they're doing like they're doing all new water lines.
Oh, yeah.
So what
okay.
they do, Blitz, is they close one lane down for about 2 minutes...
And they, oh, I know what you're talking
and they let those
stop,
guys go.
Though.
And then
they,
yeah. So, you know, if you're now, it should be closed by the time, but you know, you could run. I would give yourself
rush hour too. So
I would be monitoring your traffic. Ways or your,
right. I'm actually leaving in like 10 minutes to head down there now.
I would be monitoring my ways and my, you know, Google Maps and stuff. I'd put Tate's Pizza in there and I would be monitoring it. Cause I would prefer that my staff gets there no later than 10 till 6.
Okay.
I would prefer everybody to be... Anna, let's be clear.
I know you're talking to me right now.
Let's be clear, Anna.
Yeah.
Don't turn my frown, my happy face into a frown by being
don't turn
like,
it upside down.
Yeah, I won't.
Your dumper's not that good.
Yeah.
To get out of it.
Yeah, and you're not going to be able to wear some fucking cute little outfit like you did for Florida Man Radio that's mm-hmm. going to get me distracted.
Okay.
I'm going to be mad.
Okay.
So, you know... and that includes Jesus too. Jesus, did you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. If it 10 till.
Okay. I'll be there way before that. But
all right.
Does he have a car to get there?
You bringing your girl?
Yeah, she'll be there.
All right. Listen. Soon as we get done here in a few minutes, we got to go out back and rip that air box off for Blitz to take a look at it.
Okay.
And then he's gonna put it. Then he's gonna help us put it back together. And then we're headed to Brandon Ford. Hopefully, we make it.
Do we, or we're driving my car there?
No, well, you're driving your car while I follow you on my truck.
Okay.
Bring some rope.
You think we need to, I mean, do you think it'll break down?
No, you should be fine.
How about this? How about you drive my car and I drive the truck and you can see what
happens.
Don't poke
your dad in the chest.
You
He's
tell,
gone.
Tell him, Lummy.
No, I'm literally not. I'm saying so you can see it firsthand yourself.
Well, what's going to happen?
Is it going to break down?
Is it literally going to break down on me?
It possibly, yes. It'll shut off right in the middle of the road.
Bubba, he wants to get a video of that.
All right.
Yeah, it's weird. Bubba, every time he drives it and turns a key, it turns off. I don't understand what the problem is.
Now, Tyler, is there a chance that it'll make it to Brandon Ford?
There is a chance, but there's also a chance you'll end up on the side of the road.
You will be, Bubba.
No, well, we don't be Tyler.
Tyler's going to keep driving, but you'll be on the side.
You.
See you later, buddy.
Would you suggest we tow it over there?
No, just drive it.
No, bitch. If you don't think we're... I mean, first of all...
Keep telling
Blitz,
you to drive
Blitz
it,
is gonna Blitz is going to clear all the codes.
They're already cleared.
Okay, well, he's going to take... If
I'll take a look at it. And I'll let you know. You should be fine, though, but I'll let you know.
Yeah. And, yeah, I will drive it, you little son of a bitch.
I think you should drive it.
No, I just want to see, you know, have you see what happens exactly, so
well,
you know.
You better be behind me in my truck,
I'll
tell you this
you.
Right now.
No, don't be right behind him, because in case it turns off.
Yeah, sure. I'm just saying, you know, be behind me, and if I pull off, bitch, you better come in right in there.
I'll be right behind you.
Now, does sometimes it turn back on?
After, like, 20 minutes.
Okay, well, after 20 minutes, does it go for another little bit?
Yeah, like a couple miles.
Hey, guys,
shut
why is
again.
Bubba late to Tate's? Well, he's still on the side of the road.
He started at noon trying to get over to Brandon Ford, and supposedly he just got there. I know it's 10 till 6, but... All right, well, the minute we get to want the show, which is going to be relatively soon,
mm-hmm.
we need to go out back, Tyler, and wrench on this thing.
Okay.
and get it, and then we're going to start making our way to Brandon Ford. They're expecting us.
Just okay. the part that the Mass Airflow Center is in is what you need to take out.
Well, I'm just going to have the thing taken apart. You're going to come back and look at it.
Okay.
And then Blitz, Tyler and I, you and I are going to make our way to Brandon Ford. Hopefully we get there.
Okay.
Oh, I could do this live on Facebook. Yeah. Could I not?
Absolutely. Yes.
Maybe I'll do it live on Facebook.
Okay.
People are clamoring.
What
are they doing?
The brand. Oh.
Clamoring.
I will. I'll go live on Facebook and of us pulling out of here and you following me, okay?
Okay.
And then we got to get back here because you got to go pick up Ace, or is she driving over?
I don't know yet. We're still trying to figure that out.
Is she scared to drive across the bridge?
No, she's
not. By herself?
No.
Her mom is. Her mom is scared of everything.
More than me?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's horrible.
If her mom
I know
had,
exactly how she feels, if but her it mom, must be worse.
If Brenda had her way, Ace would live in a bubble.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. I have so much anxiety. I can't imagine having more. At least I can cross a bridge.
Do you drive over the Skyway, Anna?
Oh, fuck yeah, with my eyes closed.
That's not safe.
Yeah,
so Brenda is scared to let her drive across. She has her own car. Ace has her own car, right?
Yes.
And it's a reliable car.
Yeah.
And, like, still she can't drive over here. I'm not mad. I'm just trying to get to the bottom.
What's Tyler hiding?
No, I don't think that's allowed yet. I don't know.
Allowed?
Daddy, you knew the secret.
Shh.
Well, right. She did. Like, when did she get her license?
Probably two or three weeks ago.
What?
Yeah, she got her license 2 or 3
right,
and now
right.
Is she a good driver?
Oh, okay.
I mean, yeah, she's not bad.
2 or 3 weeks ago?
Right, man, so that makes sense.
Am I not such a very responsible? Because I was like, as soon as Tyler got his license, I'm like, let it rip, kid. Go wherever you want.
Go for it.
He's been racing his car since he was 6 months old. So.
I know. But even if he hadn't, I'd be like, I don't care. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, kill yourself. Whatever.
6 months?
No, not kill. I just think you got to have a. We kind of got into this discussion this weekend. I was talking to the kids. I'm like, man, you guys live your life and be free.
Yeah,
like,
go move out.
Like, do cool stuff. No, I didn't say go move out.
I mean, he was looking for apartments.
Start a family.
Yeah.
Are you really still looking for apartments?
I never was.
What Hold a on. Dick. Did you not come in after the show yesterday and tell us that? You, Blitz, and Anna?
Who?
What?
Remember?
Yeah, why were you on Zillow?
Yeah, like,
I saw him on Zillow.
What are you talking about?
Hey,
can you really race
when
at
he
6
said,
months?
Hey, don't tell Dad?
If you're really going to move out, buddy, that's fine.
Apartments.com.
I'm going to miss you, but I don't think you can afford it right now.
I'm literally not.
I know.
This race car
like,
is going to be sponsored by Apartments.com.
Bubba.
What?
Tyler does not plan on moving out. And for some reason, you keep asking him if he's going to move out because you really think he's going to. He has
you're mind fucking him too, Bubba, because now he thinks you want him to move out, but you're not wanting him to move out.
He has zero plans of moving out. He said on the air he might want to move out in like 2 years.
He said 2, 3, 4 years.
But like you keep asking him. Are you moving out? Where are you moving out? Why are you moving out? Do you need some boxes?
Girl, even me?
I don't want him to move out. I love having him there.
I know, but you keep asking him.
Oh, okay.
So then he thinks that you actually want him to move out.
Yeah, he's freaked out now that you want him to move out.
Well, let's come to an agreement. I don't want you to move out until you're ready, and hopefully that's not anytime soon.
Tyler, how long into this drive today does he ask you? So are you moving out?
We're not driving together until the way back.
Hopefully we're driving together. Hopefully we make it. Hopefully we make it.
So, buddy, were you serious? Are you really moving out?
Hey,
are you mad at me?
Shut up, Tyler. I'll see you later. I gotta go.
But he's still got a poop.
He's got his blanket on.
You still have salad cheater coming out of your
bottle? Oh, he wears a blanket all the time.
Now, out of the 10 canceled paintings, how many do you think will sell at BARP?
Seven.
You think 7 out of 10
yep.
will?
I think all will.
Which
all
one will be the one that people want the most? I think
Hogan. And then the Cheech and Chong.
Well, I know that Mitch DeMarc is like, he wants the Cheech and Chong one bad.
Yeah, well, I don't think I can start reserving them for people, can I?
No.
Yeah,
I just got to put them all 9. I mean, all 10 of them.
You got to make it like Black Friday. Just let them in and run to the paintings.
No, then something's going to end up.
I don't want this to look like Walmart.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
we'll go Mitch viral
Mark
again.
And fucking, you know,
I mean,
the painting, sold for $2,500. However, we made $6 million on the viral video.
All right, well, just don't run me over, hoes.
Oh. Are you already scared of getting run over?
Jesus,
I don't want to get trampled.
Now, like, now, hold on. When Seth worked here,
yeah.
he had anxiety over people. Like,
I don't have that. I have other anxieties, but not
like,
with people.
Like, so does any of us have any? Let's talk about
our problems.
If any of us have any hangups with dealing with people.
Oh, I'm good with people.
Now here's
don't
my
touch
own.
My fucking hair.
Okay, see you. Sorry, you have
outburst. I don't like when people are like, oh, let me see your hair. Let me touch it. It looks so nice. Yeah, well, not anymore.
Or just like touching you in general.
Right. Yeah, don't touch me. I don't know where your hands have been.
So you
I
don't,
honestly
you,
don't. You know they could have been in your asshole two minutes ago.
You don't want your hair touched.
Don't touch. Don't touch. Right. Don't touch me.
Meanwhile,
don't touch me.
I will warn you that I'm a touchy-feely kind of guy.
Yeah.
So like if you ask to take a picture with me, I'll probably put my arm around you and I'll probably grab your ear.
Or butt.
That's fine, but we're taking a picture together.
I'm
but don't like
to
come
you.
Up and touch me.
I'm not talking about you. I'm not taking pictures with you.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And I don't like real close talkers. Like, don't talk
no.
real close to me.
Oh my God, the worst.
And also, I don't like I don't like drunks. So if you're drunk and you're repeating yourself, and I go, listen, buddy, you just said, you know, listen, chill. Like, don't be a lingerer.
But blah, 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 blah. I gotta tell you something.
Yeah.
And I just want to let you know that
you already told me that, buddy. But you told me that about 5 minutes.
I know I've been standing next to you now for
like
the past
like
hour
Jeff
and a half.
From Touch Vodka. Don't get like Jeff from Touch Vodka.
Oh, let's not freak him out now.
I've been standing next to you for an hour and a half, blah, blah, blah. I just gotta tell you, man, it's the best thing ever.
Okay, you already told me that an hour ago, buddy.
Honor's really good on the show. Blitz is really good on the show. Lummy, I like Lummy. It's really good on the show. But it's just, Bob, listening to you
and,
for so long.
And the other
long.
Thing is, you don't have to tell me about what your favorite deal is and see if I remember it, because chances are I don't.
Right. It's all pilled up.
Do you remember Bubba was calling? In 2006, I called him that one time on the Sirius show, and I was like, hey, Bubba, do you really like it when you're doing the video on the thing? And if you don't remember, you just tell me if you don't remember. Cause,
I don't remember.
No, but you do. But like, Bubba, you remember, right?
I gotta
Hold on, I got it on my phone recording. Let me listen.
Hey,
Bubba. I got a friend of mine, a real big fan. I'm going to call on the phone right now and hand you. I'm going to hand you.
But you've never been drunk, because no one could talk that long. They'd be going back to now.
I'm
going to
hand you my phone, and I want you to talk to my friend.
Hold on.
That's the fucking worst.
You absolutely nailed it.
I know.
You absolutely nailed it. My biggest pet peeve is when a fan or a listener or somebody like that comes up and then they hand you the phone to talk to somebody that you've never met, that you don't know. They could literally be, you know, raping a girl right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing. I don't want to talk to your friends or your nobody.
Yeah.
Do not
slap the phone out
if
of their
If you
hand.
Hand me the phone, I'm going to step on it.
That's fair. That's fucking fair.
Yeah, don't. Yeah. I'll take all the fucking
if you
pictures.
Give me your phone, I'm going to fucking step on it.
Bubba, will you talk to my mom?
No.
Job.
You should have brought her as a plus
one.
Exactly.
Mom, how about that one?
You should have brought her as a plus one, okay? You were given the ability to bring a plus one.
And not just you, but anybody in general. If you're going to take a picture, know how to use the picture part of your phone.
Yeah, hey, before you take a picture, have the picture app open, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of like,
let me see.
I'm in my phone here.
Hold on. My memory's full. Let me delete a few things first.
I've had that before, too.
I know.
Oh, shit.
Yep. Delete your stupid blurry pictures from before.
Ready to go. Please know that everything's a plus one, but I did make a few exceptions, but there are very few. And if you've not made prior exceptions because you're bringing more than one, then it's not allowed. Now, T-shirt Will is bringing supposedly two hot single chicks that are his wife's friends.
He's bringing two more now?
Two, total of two.
Okay.
And one's an Instagram girl who has about 90,000 followers.
And they'll be here at 199 too.
Okay. Normally, I'd be freaking out right now, but I'm going to be okay.
Bubba just said, okay.
I'm going to be okay. Glitz, see? I'm learning, am I not?
Oh my God.
Lummy, you want usual Bubba? You want metal? Ready? Tell me that. They're going to
usual Bubba.
No, hold on. And they're what? What'd you say?
Usual Bubba.
No.
What are they doing?
What's Will doing?
Oh, he's going to be coming to 199.
With the plus. You know what? Never mind.
No, sorry.
We lost it. We lost the spontaneity. We lost it. Because I had to fucking tell
this
you what to say.
You're doing stupid.
That means also shut the fuck up.
Wait, is this part of the bit?
I think so.
No, the part of the bit is he fucked up the high spot. I didn't tell him what to say.
This is usual Bubba.
That's what I asked for.
The method acting that I was looking for.
He's doing a great job acting like himself.
I was looking for. I was going to say, Lummy, what are you saying about Will? And you're going to say, oh, he's bringing three extra people for $199, Bubba. That's what I was looking for.
But I was being my dumb ass.
But
self.
In real love, yeah, in real life, Lummy's a fucking R.
Why are you playing dumb, Lummy?
Yeah, well,
stop playing
dumb.
Himself.
Bubba,
and you're playing
smart.
Yourself.
Watch, I'll be smart then.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Giving me a fucking headache.
Sorry, Bubba, I'll be smart over
there. How can anybody listen to this fucking show?
Michio Kaku, Lummy.
I'll be smart, Bubba. Ask me again.
When I'm trying to ask a high spot, you
here
can't act like a fucking dumb guy.
Sorry, I'm here now. I'm ready.
No, the bit's over. The high spot's over.
You have to see nice
Bubba. You missed
Bubba
it.
Now.
You missed the fucking clothesline. We're going home.
It freaked me out even when Bubba's reply to somebody bringing a plus three was, okay.
Yeah, and so I was going to give you the standard Bubba reply, but he couldn't hit the fucking... I got the high spot. No, you didn't.
I got it
you
right now.
You missed it.
I'm here.
You got it now, but you fucking missed it as I threw it to you.
But you missed the pickup. I'm Dave
right.
Kingman.
The ball is rolling on the ground right now.
Did he miss the pickup or not?
Of course he did.
You missed the fucking pickup.
I got Dave Kingman here. I'm coming.
You missed it, buddy, and now the show's over.
No.
Yes,
ready?
We're ending on your stupidity.
No!
I can't think of a better way to end this fucking nonsense.
Than on Lummy's stupidity.
Than on you missing a high spot.
T-shirt will.
No, what don't try to squirrel or reverse it or anything. Sit there with your head down because you knew you blew it.
Yep.
That's what you should do. Sit down there with your and just think about how much you fucking blew it, buddy. And you can think about it all day. And tomorrow you better bring your little bullshit lawnmower, too. And you better not be late for the fucking party.
I'm never late.
No, if anybody, it's me.
Okay, I'm going to say this.
Just say Anna.
If you're late, and late is 6:55, that is late. If you're past 6:55.
I won't be there at 6:55.
If you walk in as an employee.
Yeah.
Anywhere after 6:55.
Yeah, when half the party's over.
You might as well fucking get in your car and go home. Okay. No, for real.
Yeah, I know.
Like, for real.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear excuses.
Nope. I won't be there at 6:55.
This isn't all towards you.
Honey. I'll even be there at like an hour earlier than that.
No.
Yeah, I'll be there an hour before
Anna's going to be at the bar fucking doing shots.
Yeah, I'll be there at 5:55.
Yeah, we'll be there before the event starts even.
But Tate will be asking you to leave. You guys have been served too much
exactly.
by the time I get there.
I don't think Bubba realizes what he just said.
What?
Bubba, the party starts at 6.
Yeah, but the party starts at
you
6.
Told me to be there
so
at 6:55.
If we get there by 6:55, then yes, we're late.
And that's fine with me.
That's why we kept saying we'll be there an hour before that.
I'll be there at 6:55.
Let me say, I got the tape right here. It's at 6:55.
No, Bubba, yeah. I would never bury you.
Right,
like
it's on the show. End the show. End the show.
All right. 5:55, motherfuckers. Yes. 1 minute past that, and you are late. Go back and get in your car. I do not want to deal with your bullshit. You're fucking my vibe up, buddy.
Yes, sir.
No, don't give me the sir shit. It makes me feel like I'm like.
Aye, captain. Aye, captain.
Like I'm being an authoritarian.
Yes, daddy.
Well, you are, but you should be.
All right, so let me see if I got any more updates from Hatley. I have gotten some stills that I cannot publish.
Not only could you not publish some of them, you don't even want to show us.
I cannot. Wow. Yeah, I know what happened.
Yep.
God bless him. We'll be celebrating with a vagina intercourse type Go Brandon cake courtesy of Dave.
That sounds delicious.
Dave, dark match. Motherfucking
how are you going to eat it?
Oh, can I go boing on the cake? Does it go boing?
I don't know.
I'm going to try it.
I know that I'm going to try to eat the pussy. I'm going to save the pussy for me. You can have the cock part of the cake.
What do I get?
The balls?
Anna, will you?
You get what you normally
you
get.
Like, you
nothing.
Like cake. You like cake, don't you, Anna?
I like cake.
Would you eat the cock part of the cake?
I'll eat just the tip.
You'd be the only cock you're going to get.
Right.
It's cake cock.
Yeah.
Anna, what's your new favorite kind of cock?
Cake cock.
See, Lummy, that bitch didn't miss a pickup of fucking at all. You're lucky you don't have the strap because I'd be giving it to her right
Debbie
now.
Debbie, chocolate,
I didn't miss a fucking pickup. I got it.
Lummy's a chocolate cake cock.
Cock eating expert.
Yeah.
I juggle
those balls in my mouth. Yes.
When Lummy says he didn't miss a high spot, he got it. Is he fucking lying?
He on the morning show.
Lying. He's a liar.
Show. On the morning show.
I want a Choco Coco.
And Lummy, I do off. Have one other I have one other axe to grind with you.
Oh shit.
Your beard looks like shit.
Well, we were actually still
hold on, shut the fuck up. Your beard looks like shit.
Yes.
It's now too late to do anything about it.
No Bubba Sassoon.
Because BARP has started.
Yeah, there's no more after shows.
And you've not and you've not at all.
We had it scheduled.
No,
I have
no,
it in
no,
my notes.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't.
He's facing you.
No, let's listen. When was it?
It was supposed to be for Tuesday when you did Honest Oil Change. I looked it up and I have the notes.
And you reminded us when?
I found out because Anna got her oil changed.
And you told who?
Hold on,
blame me.
And you brought it up on the show and said what?
And you told who? And you told who about this?
Well, after the oil change, I realized that it was too late.
Right.
Oh.
So maybe
last
week you should have said.
Oh, what about what did we do yesterday?
We could have done it yesterday.
The studio was clean.
What?
The studio was
so
clean.
So you can roll around like looking like a fucking...
We could have done it out back.
I'm just saying.
We could have cleaned up after.
We could have done a blitz. We could have done it had somebody brought it up.
Right.
And did I not say that I'm done reminding
him... Yes, he has to beg.
That he has to ask.
Yes.
And so...
Can I trim it up at least?
No, not now. You can't, motherfucker.
Why can I? Can I trim it up a little bit?
No.
What?
You
can. Myself.
You can do whatever the fuck you want. Okay. You do whatever you want.
It's free country,
as far as me doing it... As far as me fucking giving you a pro dye job and making your beard look fucking unbelievably fleek like I do, You do what the fuck you want.
I thought you canceled it because you didn't want to do it anymore.
Oh, did I?
What?
Are you trying to reverse heat?
No, not at all.
Are you blaming this on Bubba?
No, I don't know.
Just being stupid.
No, I was actually sad.
Now he's.
Are you seeing how much this new Bubba's going to stay put? Or are you trying to fucking knock him off the
what I'm saying is
post?
This.
What's going on?
My conversation I had on the air was. I'll do it, but you have to ask. I'm done having to ask you, hey, Lummy, do you need a beard touch-up? But when you ask me, I'll do it. But I'm not going to continually remind you that your beard looks like shit.
I'm sorry. It was my fault because I did write it down, and we talked about it in December that we were going to do it the week of the party and 3 days before, which was a Tuesday, and I missed the date because I only put it in my notebook, and I found it when I started updating the Ron DeSantis.
That's a better answer. Yes, that's the truth.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not saying that I said I wasn't going to do it anymore, trying to put a little bit of fucking heat on me.
We couldn't do it because it was Tuesday, and we had to change your oil.
Really, it's just you're fucking stupid and you forgot, and then you try to make some bullshit excuse up.
No, because I thought you wrote it down too, and then when you did the oil change, I go,
when
okay,
do I
well.
Write shit down?
Oh.
Well, I write shit down, but not stupid shit like fucking doing your beard.
Oh. Right. Well, now I know now. When I was updating the Ron DeSantis thing, I saw that
now you're going to look like shit for the party.
Yep.
Oh.
Nobody can do your beard better than me.
No one can.
You're going to look like shit. Make sure everybody walks up and tells Lummy your beard looks like shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And it could have been fucking on fleek. All you had to do was to remind Bubba.
We're going
to
announce you on stage as shit beard Lummy.
You could have said, hey, Bubba. What, Lummy? I just want to let you know I got it written right here. Okay, what do you got written down? That after Honest Oil Change, that you possibly do my beard. You know, okay, Lummy. We'll fucking do your beard. I'll tell you what we'll do. When that bitch backs out, we'll have a fucking chair out there and hooked up to some fucking trimmers, and I'll do it right out there on the car lift.
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Bubba. That would have been told to me last week, like, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of something like that. Then we would have done it. Figured we're outside. We'll just trim up your beard. But now your beard's going to look like shit.
Damn, Mommy.
And I'm not shaving. I'm not fucking doing your beard ever again.
No, you said if I ask.
Unless I ask. You take the initiative.
I will take the initiative.
You have to take control.
To ask.
I will take the initiative.
Tell Daddy what you want.
And so let's practice how that would go.
Papa Bubba?
No, stop the Papa fucking Bubba. Okay,
you can't call him Papa. That's honestly. Oh.
Only Anna can
call
me Papa.
Daddy.
Only the merch crick can call me Daddy.
Okay.
only Tyler can call me Daddy.
Father Bubba.
No, just Bubba.
Bubba?
What?
Hey, Bubba. Not to bother you. I'm really sorry.
Well, you're already bugging me.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, so you're already apologizing for bugging me.
Well,
so why don't
sorry,
you just blurt
like,
it out?
I just have a quick question to ask.
Okay.
Is there any way...
Listen,
you ask you out on a date? What the fuck are you doing?
I mean, hold on, Lummy. we have a new protocol with regards to you stopping by the studio, fucking with the goats, don't we?
Yes, we do.
And has it not worked out great?
100%.
Yep. And that is, go like, you let me know that you'd like to swing on by, just to give me a heads up so that my blink cameras, I know that you're over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, that I'm here. Yeah.
When I start going crazy, you know why.
And I never say no, do I?
No, you never do.
And if I don't return your text, it doesn't mean you can still come and go as you
want.
As
long as I give you at least a 30, 45 minute
yeah,
notice.
As long as you've denoted the fact, then it's not a problem.
Thank you, sir.
And we've had no problems with the new system, have we?
None at all.
None at all. So why are we having potential problems with you asking me to do? I'm the only one that can put your beard on fleek.
Yes, you are. Okay, I got it right here. Ready? Hey, Bubba.
What?
Hey, how's it going? Can I ask you a quick question?
I'll tell you how it's going. Shitty, because you're talking to me.
Oh.
What okay. do you want?
Can you
stop?
Can
listen, let me.
Do you need a Bubba Deer Drive?
No small talk.
Okay.
Just address me and get right into it.
Okay.
Kizash.
Hey, Bubba.
What?
Can I please have a Bubba Sassoon this week or next week?
Sure.
Thank you, sir. Goodbye.
Then you remind me the day that you want it, a couple days out. You have to remind me now, okay? We're going to do it on Thursday.
Okay.
And the after show on Thursday.
Yeah,
because
you talked about 4:30. He was all pilled up.
Yeah, I was all pilled up.
I didn't remember. It didn't count.
I'm on the air. Oh, and this is like Monday. Hey, Blitz, I don't forget Thursday. We got such and such.
Yeah, it's always.
Hey, Bubba. Thursday, you said you do Bubba Sassoon. Is that so good?
What?
Bubba Sassoon Thursday.
When did I say that?
When did I say that?
You said that last week at about 4:30.
You were naked, painting in the shed.
Do you have the text?
Yes, I do, sir.
What's the text saying?
I asked if I could have a Bubba Sassoon.
And what did I say?
You said yes.
And what time did I say it?
You said Thursday.
What was he doing?
After show.
What was he doing?
You were naked painting.
You said not to bother you. In the shed.
You took your underwear, your tighty whities off, and you started painting naked.
Do you know sometimes when I'm back there painting in my underwear, I often think, if I would put this live on Facebook, I would be a viral fucking sensation.
I told you, you need to record it.
But I am so fucking, conscious on my man titties hanging out.
You could be the naked Bob Ross.
Few of my stretch marks showing. You know, I mean, yeah. I got some imperfections. I'm
I got
not
you.
Bubba,
I hear you.
I'm not Bubba Pitt over here.
Oh, I'm with you on that.
You're blowing George Clooney.
But I'm over there, and I'm in my...
You're Brendan Fraser.
And I'm in my 3X boxers. That's all I'm in. With a pair of fucking flip-flops. You know, titties are hanging and everything.
Bouncing.
Why don't you paint with your tits? Do some tit painting.
Oh, I bet that would actually sell for a lot.
Shut the fuck up,
if you put paint on your tits and then just press it on it.
This hair painting was done with my tits.
Hey, do you still owe... I mean, I know it's whatever, but you still owe me and Lummy a painting. Can we get a tit painting?
Yes! Thank you,
I want a tit painting.
Nobody's getting a tit.
Damn it.
Those nips would make great brushes.
Anna just came, and that's about the closest she gets to a cum.
Right.
And something something audibly turns around, and she goes.
There was almost an oasis in that desert.
I wonder how you cum. Like, I wonder what your cum face is.
That's it. That's literally
is it like a bee stung. Hold on.
She's just lying there, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden. Yeah, that's done.
Like come.
Yeah.
When you come, it feels good. Like,
what?
Does it?
Well, yeah. Doesn't it? Doesn't it feel so good when you come?
Yeah. Oh. Feels super good.
I mean, but like, does it feel good to you? Because you hate the way any little weird stuff. Like, do you feel?
Does it feels weird.
Does orgasms feel good to you?
Yeah, they do. Okay. They do. Sometimes they can be almost like too good.
I can see Anna being negative when you're coming and looking at you, being like, do you like the way that feels when you're coming in me? Like,
what?
Just weird.
What fucking conversation are you following? What's in your head? Your eyes just roll back on your head and you just turn into a whole other human being.
This is Warren coming out.
Warren.
Yes.
Warren and Chris P are best buds.
Yeah, they are.
It's Warren G.
They try to outburst each other.
It's Warren G.
God damn, Warren G. She's like, I'm Kimmy T.
I started thinking about that tit pic.
What?
You painting my picture.
With what?
Please made it.
With your nips.
And your nips is fucking going all around it and where I was going to hang it in
nips,
my room.
Man. My nips could cut right through that abstract art.
No.
Maybe I could sign it with my nip.
Yeah.
Maybe my signature can be, I can put like a little piece of, you know, like some Sharpie on my nip and try to fucking
wrangle
it right around the arm.
The visual.
Why do you guys see the visual?
Don't see it in a minute.
Here, look. B, U, B, B, A.
I want to see.
Yeah, now we're all 45 seconds away.
B, B, A. Pyong.
YouTube is like a minute behind.
Oh shit. Just saw it.
You saw the first one.
Oh,
he actually spells out the whole thing in a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I actually spell it out, including the trail, the A and the trail, the fucking
tail.
I know,
you got that big old B.
B U B A Pyong. Hey, did you buy one of Bubba's canceled series? I did, but I got the tit pick signed one.
I got tit signature number 9.
Wow. I heard Bubba signed 9 and 10 with his tits.
Oh, nice.
Shit we talk about over here.
I know.
No wonder we're blown up. Fuck.
Yeah.
Hold on, we got phone calls, and they usually
But
I'm in barp mood.
Play Alan from Cincinnati.
Hey, no, it's even worse.
Fucking Gary?
It's Gary.
I don't want to talk to Gary. All right.
Shut up. We have a format with Gary, and I will be a gentleman and hold that.
Time to make some money.
Hi, who's this?
He might be on line one. He's on both lines.
Oh, God.
Hi, who's this?
Good morning, Bubba. This is Gary. How are you?
Hey, Gary. Wow. How are you, buddy? What's going on?
Living the dream. I was wondering if Anna ever got those tickets or passes to the taco joint I sent her.
Anna, did you get
what?
Gary sent you supposedly taco joint gift certificates.
That was nice, Gary.
Are you setting me up for something right now?
No. Oh. I actually want them from your former employer, so I sent them to you.
Oh, that's kind of a
cool rib. So you want them from Cox, and then you send them to us? I kind of like that, Gary.
You got it.
That's
got
nice, Gary.
I like that.
Gary.
Well,
that's kind of
an underhanded fuck you.
But
I like
to answer
it.
Your question, no.
What do you mean?
Oh, I'm sorry.
We didn't get them.
Somebody must have intercepted them.
But I got to tell you, Gary, that's being a dick. But
Bubba
says
those tacos were great, but thanks.
But hold on. That's being a dick, but it's also working funny. I think that's funny. I like that, Gary.
And he said time?
That's my angle on it. How about that?
I like that. I'm going to win something from Cox and send it to you. Kind of a dick move, but funny as fuck.
That's pretty good, Gary.
All right. Well, I hope you get them.
All right, Gary. Good talking to you.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, for the record.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you didn't get sniped either.
For the record, see, Gary?
Oh, my God.
You didn't get fucking sniped.
It's a Bart miracle.
It works. Imagine that.
Gary, it works. If you would have listened to me. Hi, Gary. Hi, Bubba. What are you doing? Nothing. Good. What's going on? Hey, Bubba, did Anna get those gift certificates I won on Cox? No, I didn't get them. Did you really send them? Yeah, I really did. Well, fuck, that'd be funnier than shit if we get gift certificates that you won on Cox. We'll look forward to them. That, my friend, works. Gary? And nobody sniped you.
No.
Fuck, we really Amazing. Are in the BARP holiday spirit, are we not?
We are.
Phew. And saying that, I had to go and pull the airbox off of Tyler's car. Tyler, what do you think the chances are, percentage-wise, that we will make it to Brandon Ford?
50-50. I think it might be okay since it's had a couple days off. But I don't know.
It's had some time to rest and think about it.
Yeah, I don't know. But last time I drove it, I broke down like 4 times within like 5 miles.
I know, but like when you drove, were you leaving the studio?
Yeah, like last week.
All right, and you left the studio, and how far did you get before it broke down? Past the bridge?
Yes.
Oh, we're golden, buddy. It didn't break down until Pinellas County?
Yes, and then it broke down like 3 times after that.
But, I mean,
minutes.
You made it about 20 good miles, didn't you?
Yeah, something like that.
We might be fucked straight golden, buddy.
I kind of want it to break down so you see what happens.
That's okay.
Oh, my God.
If it breaks down, I think that we, I mean, well, and you said it resets like in 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Blitz, I'm going to actually take the, whatever wrench is the size of the battery, the positive battery connection is, and I think that
it's
probably
either 8 or 10 millimeter.
So I've been told that as soon as these things clonk out, if you reset the battery,
unplug it, let it sit for a minute or two, and then try it again.
Yeah, that might take that 20 minute downtime right down to 5.
It could,
which might get me to Brandon Ford by. I mean, and then you know, then we got to come back, and then we got to get ready.
Your truck will make it.
Yeah, my truck will make it.
Yeah.
All right, Tyler, meet me out back, all right?
Okay.
Blitz, thank you.
Yep, thank
Anna,
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brent Hatley, thank you. Lummy, thank you for being so fucking stupid.
Yeah. Thank you, Bubba.
Congratulations to Brandon.
Missing your beard treatment and missing a couple high spots today.
Hey, yep. We got the Portalettes coming tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
Woo!
Let me get the credit card to you.
We'll see you guys tomorrow morning, 6 a.m.
Yep.
Bye. Oh, you know what, Blitz? I might go live from Tate's.
Okay.
I might go live from Tate's
tonight.
You want
to bring my tripod?
Yes. Bring my baseball?
Baseball?
Yeah, bring your tripod, okay?
Will do.
Don't forget.
And you might go live, you said, or at least tape it, the drive to Brandon Ford.
Yeah, I'm going to try to go live a lot.
Okay. That'll be good.
On Facebook, all right?
Perfect.
Follow us on Facebook at the Bubba Army. We'll see you later.